You like to come off like you're the unpredictable chaos factor in any given situation. But at the end of the day, you obsess about having everything ordered the way you want it. Have you seen my lab? Again with the inappropriately timed come-ons, Murphy said. I'm serious, Harry. I know some people who would really disagree with you, like what's-his-face, Peabody. He's counsel? Yeah, says I have no place in his bastion of order. She smirked. The problem is that your bastion of order is sort of tough to coexist with. I have no bastions. I am bastionless. Ha, Murphy said. You like the same car, the same apartment, the same restaurant. You like not needing to answer to anyone and doing the jobs your conscience dictates you should do without worrying about the broader issues they involve. You hang out fairly happily without much in the way of material wealth and follow your instincts and be damned to anyone who tells you otherwise. That's your order. I eyed her. Is there some other way it should be? She rolled her eyes. I rest my case. And how is this my problem? You've never really compromised your order for someone else's, which is why you drive the wardens nuts. They have procedures, they have forms, they have reports. And you ignore them unless someone twists your arm to make you do it, am I right? Still don't see how that's a problem. She rolled down the passenger side window and let one hand hang out. It's a problem because you never learned how to adjust inside someone else's order, she said. If you had, you'd realize what an incredible force you have working on your side. The A-team? Bureaucracy, Murphy said. I would rather have the A-team. Listen and learn, Maverick, Murphy said. The wardens are an organization, right? Yeah. Lots of members? Almost 300 and growing, I said. Lots of members who all have many obligations, who live in different areas, who speak different languages, but who have to communicate and work together somehow. Yeah. Behold, Murphy said. Bureaucracy. Organization to combat the entropy that naturally inhibits that kind of cooperative effort. Is there going to be a quiz later, or... She ignored me. Bureaucracies share common traits, and I think you've got more time to move in than you realize. If you weren't tired and hurting and an obnoxious fly in the ointment to anyone's order but your own, you'd see that. I frowned. How so? Do you think Madeline Wraith called up the White Council on her home phone, identified herself, and just told them you were helping Morgan? Murphy shook her head. Hello, I'm the enemy. Let me help you for no good reason. I sucked thoughtfully on my lower lip. The wardens would probably assume she was trying to divert their resources during a manpower critical situation. Murphy nodded. And while they will look into it, they'll never really believe it. And it will go straight to the bottom of their priority list. So she calls in an anonymous tip instead, so? So how many tips do you think the wardens have gotten? Murphy asked. Cops go through the same thing. Some big flashy crime goes down and we have a dozen nuts claiming credit or convinced their neighbor did it, another dozen jerks who want to get their neighbor in trouble, and three times that many well-meaning people who have no clue whatsoever and think they're helping. I chewed on that thought for a moment. Murphy wasn't far off the mark. There were plenty of organizations, and Lord only knew how many individuals who would want to stay on the warden's good side, or who would want to impress them, or who would simply want to have a real reason to interact with them. Murph was probably right. There probably were tips flooding in from all over the world. They'll check the tip out, Murphy said, but I'm willing to bet you real money that... Depending on their manpower issues, it won't happen until several hours after the tip actually makes it into the hands of the folks running the show. And with any luck, given the council's issues with technology and communication, that will take a while as well. I mulled that one over for a minute. What are you saying? She put her hand on my arm and squeezed once. I'm saying don't give up yet. There's still a little time. I turned my head and studied Murphy's profile for a moment. Really? I asked her quietly. She nodded. Yeah. Like love, hope is one of those ridiculously disproportional words that by all rights should be a lot longer. I resettle my grip on the roll's steering wheel. Murph?
Hmm?
You're one hell of a dame. Sexist pig, she said. She smiled out the windshield. Don't make me hurt you. Yeah, I said. It wouldn't be ladylike. She shook her head as we neared my apartment.
If you like, she said, take him to my place. You can hide out there.
I didn't actually smile, but her words made me feel like doing it. Not this time. The wardens know where you live, remember? If they start looking hard at me, they'll check me out too, Murphy said. But you can't keep him at your place. I know that. I also know that I can't drag anyone else into the middle of this this mess. There's gotta be somewhere, she said. Someplace quiet and not well known, and away from crowds, she paused. And where you can protect him from tracking magic, and where you'd have the advantage if it did come to a fight. I didn't say anything. Okay, Murphy said. I guess maybe there aren't any places like that around here. I snapped my head up straight. Hell's bells, I breathed. I felt a grin stretch my mouth. I think maybe there is.